Nolte, fake corona hysteria explained. KNLL ratings crashed to 706,000 average viewers. By John Nolte on August 5, 2021. If you want to know why the fake media are using anti-science hysteria to pretend the pandemic is back, all you need to do is look at CNN's catastrophic viewership numbers. KNLL, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and encourages political violence against conservatives, is experiencing a ratings crash unlike any I've seen before, including the pre-Trump era when KNLL was in deep, deep trouble. For the full week of July 26, KNLL attracted an average of just 706,000 viewers during its prime-time hours. For context, a million average viewers is considered the bottom. And as of right now, KNLL is closer to 500,000 average viewers than a million average viewers. Here's more context. Here's the primetime total viewer average for all three cable news outlets. Fox News, 1.986 million. MSNBC, 1.127 million. KNLL, 706,000. Although it's a useless number when it comes to influence and popularity, to save face, KNLL likes to brag about its viewership in the 25 to 54 age demo, where it frequently tops MSNBC, but rarely Fox. Well, those days are long over. Here's the primetime 25 to 54 average. Fox News, 272,000. MSNBC, 157,000. KNLL, 150,000. These are dreadful numbers for both MSNBC and KNLL, numbers that directly affect advertising rates. KNLL averaged only 558,000 viewers during the full day, which is deliciously close to a cable access show. Here's the full breakdown of total average viewers throughout the full day. Fox News, 1.129 million. MSNBC, 751,000. KNLL, 558,000. And here's the 25 to 54 average demo breakdown for the total day. Fox News, 170,000. MSNBC, 99,000. KNLL, 110,000. For context, 100,000 demo viewers is considered the bottom, and MSNBC is under that metric, and KNLL is romantically close. For an idea of how awful individual KNLL programs are doing, here's the breakdown from Tuesday, August 3, the most recent day available. Total viewers and demo viewers. 4 p.m., Jake the Fake News Tapper, 777,000, 154,000. 5 p.m., Wolf Blitzer, 816,000, 217,000. 6 p.m., Wolf Blitzer, 684,000, 198,000. 7 p.m., Aaron Burnett, 682,000, 179,000. 8 p.m., Anderson Cooper, 733,000 to 165,000. 9 p.m. Frito Cuomo, 930,000 to 229,000. 10 p.m. Dash credibly accused sexual assaulter Don Lemon, 672,000 to 165,000. You can see why, despite the wreckage he's doing to KNLL's already devastated reputation, the fake outlet refuses to take Frito off the air. He's all they got. And look at serial liar Jake Tapper. He's not able to attract even half as many viewers as that loser Neil Cavuto. 1.527 million, 291,000, over at Fox News. On that same day at Fox News. The 5, 2.75 million, attracted four times as many viewers as Wolf Blitzer. Special report nearly beat Wolf's second hour times 3 with 1.783 million viewers. Primetime nearly beat Aaron Burnett times 3 with 1.653 million viewers. Tucker Carlson nearly beat Anderson Cooper times 4 with 2.923 million viewers. Sean Hannity more than doubled Frito, with 2.389 million viewers. Laura Ingraham more than tripled Don Lemon with 2.055 million viewers. Greg Gutfeld's Late Night Show also tripled Lemon's second hour with 1.581 million viewers. If KNLL's numbers look this bad, imagine how bad the numbers are over at the far-left Washington Post and all the others. This is why the media are ginning up anti-science hysteria about the coronavirus. It's all about the clicks and eyeballs. Their only hope to recover is to launch a fear campaign. Even though, as Breitbart News has tirelessly made clear, the CDC numbers surrounding all this hysteria in no way justify any of it. Of course, it's also political, all about 2022, but it's the click, click, clicks, as well. These monsters are seeing their credibility take a swan dive along with their customer base. So the fake fear machine has been turned up to 11.